You're listening to Soundtracks, your source for the latest music and musings behind your favorite movies.
We are on episode 9 of Soundtracks. Mick Jost, editor of GeekTyrant.com, asking, do you remember the 80s? I don't. But I watched a lot of VH1, so I like to think I do. That aside, Rock of Ages is out on DVD and Blu-ray now, so we're going to do a Soundtracks on it. Courtesy of Water Tower Music, this soundtrack features your favorite songs from the 80s, sung by some of your favorite actors. Russell Brand, Tom Cruise, Alec Baldwin, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Julianne Hough, Mary J. Blige. The list just goes on and on. So let's just get into the music, shall we? This is Any Way You Want It, sung by Miss Mary J. Blige, right here on Soundtracks. Right here on Soundtracks, where any way you want it, that's the way I need it. Any way you want it. Just want to give a quick shout out to Water Tower Music for letting us use the soundtrack. Plus, they're doing a CD giveaway and t-shirt. So you can go to geektyrant.com and get signed up for that. Or just share the podcast and let me know via email how you like the podcast, what stuff you want to hear, and so on and etc. And you will win said soundtrack. Back to the movie stuff. Of course, when you make a movie based off a play about 80s rock, there's going to be a boatload of cameos, among which media whore Sebastian Bach, who seems to pop up in literally everything, sitting next to Russell Brand in the crowd when they sing We Built This City. Nuno Bettencourt, former guitarist and vocalist for the band Extreme, who sings More Than Words. More than words! You know. He's singing We Built This City in the crowd. Lead singer of REO Speedwagon, Kevin Cronin, also in the We Built This City. And then we got a random cameo. One that I can't really explain because you don't associate him with the 80s rock scene or even the musical scene. Eli Roth is spotted as the music video director for the Z-Boys in the film. You know, whatever. You do what you gotta do, Eli. So we talked about the song earlier and now we've come to it. This is Julianne Hough and Diego Boneta with More Than Words and Heaven. Right here on Soundtracks.
Saying I love you is not the words I want to hear from you. It's not that I want you not to say, but if you only
how I love the way you move and the sparkle in your eyes. There's a color deep inside them, like a blue suburban sky. I don't need to be the king of the world, as long as I'm a hero of
this little
More Than Words in Heaven, right here on Soundtracks, where you can win the soundtrack to Rock of Ages, should you choose to do so, by just sharing, tweeting, or Facebooking the link, and letting Geek Tyrant know that you did it. Or me, email me at mickjost@geektyrant.com, and let me know what you think of the Soundtracks podcast so far. Give me some constructive criticism, because some people think that they're going to win just because they tell me that they love the show. And that's not always the case, although, you know, I do like being buttered up every so often. But, nah, that ain't me, man. I ain't gonna cheat. I'm gonna let the odds decide who wins. So, Russell Brand, he's got a great singing voice. I just gotta say that. Infant Sorrow is a band that I would pay to see in concert. He has some pretty awesome songs that he doesn't get him to the Greek, Forgetting Sarah Marshall. And he's pretty solid in this movie as well. So, my question to you is, would you see Aldous Snow or Russell Brand in concert? I would. I mean that, though. His voice kind of reminds me of a very rough version. Please don't jump on my head, Strokes fans. His voice sounds like a very rough version of Julian Casablancas, which I don't mean his voice is rough. I just mean it's nowhere near the level that he's at, but very good. He still has a very good voice. So we're talking about him right now, and we come to our next song. This is We Built This City, / We're Not Gonna Take It.
We built this city!
Right here on Soundtracks.
We built this city on rock and roll.
Stay.
built this city, and we're not going to take it, right here on Soundtracks, where we've come to the end of our 80s-infused Rock of Ages soundtrack. Once again, you can pick up the DVD and Blu-ray starting now. And if you want to win the soundtrack or a Rock of Ages t-shirt, visit geektyron.com and share Soundtracks, share the site, do something, and email me, mickjost@geektyron.com, and let me know what you did. Let me know what you think of the podcast. I love doing it for you guys. And I'm going to leave you today with the only way it seems we can close out any damn show or anything in the current era. I don't take this as a slight against the song. I don't mind the song, but I've been hearing it too much lately, and it's just so catchy, I can't stand it. So I leave you with the entire cast, basically, singing Don't Stop Believin', originally sung by Journey. Please don't shoot yourself in the head. It's right here on Soundtracks. Later, guys.
Smell away.